Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
I think I have a couple of reasons. One, actually three. One is that, civically, we understand that, and we live in a country that we're grateful that we believe in the, freedom of religion, and that means that we need to be able to not only get along with, but to cherish and to stand alongside of and even fight for people who believe different things than we do. And we're grateful for the Muslim neighbors that God has given us, and we want to advocate for their protection, their rights, their interests as much as we would as if they were our own. And, just feel like too often, and I'm sure we'll get into this tonight, there's a polarization as if it's other. You know, it's like we got one community and another community, but really, civically, we are citizens of a place, and we want to serve and love each other. That's one.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of United We Fall. And this was Pastor J.D. Greer who was answering the question which was given by the moderator, Pastor Kevin Singer, in this Veritas Forum, Truth Forum. And the topic was Hope in the Current Age. This is the forum which took place in North Carolina between Pastor J.D. Greer, former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and Imam Omar Suleiman, who was speaking on behalf of the MSA, that is the Muslim Student Association, a Muslim jihadi organization which belongs to the Muslim Brotherhood. The forum was sponsored by two groups. First, Crew, which used to be called Campus Crusade for Christ, and the second sponsor was MSA, one of the many members of the Jihadi Muslim Brotherhood. Pastor Kevin asked a question to both of Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Suleiman. What compels you to come here tonight to have this dialogue? And Pastor J.D. Greer gave three reasons. In our last broadcast, we began to look at the first reason, and today, let us continue to critique his answer. Pastor J.D. Greer said, the freedom of religion in America means to him that he needs to be able not only to get along with Muslims or other people of different beliefs, but to cherish and to stand alongside and even fight for people that believe different things than what we believe. Allahu Akbar. Literally, I can shout Allahu Akbar, which in Islam is a shout of victory. You hear it when Muslims attack other people. If the Muslims who sat in that meeting had the guts, they would shout out loud Allahu Akbar, because that is exactly what they want from the conservative Christian of America. They want us to fight for them, to give them America, to give them our church, to give them our children. Why not vote for them, make them our leaders? This is exactly why Imam Omar wanted to have the dialogue. He wanted the conservatives to be used as useful idiots, the conservative evangelicals, the Southern Baptist Church, to be used as useful idiots. And they are doing a great job somehow to meet with our leaders and convince them to use them to help the Muslims to take over America. That's exactly what happened 1 year before that dialogue. When the Southern Baptist Convention met in 2016, they made the vote in their convention to allow Muslims to build mosques in America. That is how sick and how foolish the Southern Baptist Church of America has become. Yes, indeed, J.D. Greer, fight for the Muslims, support them, help them to take over America, because that's how Christians should believe according to your understanding of Christianity. I'm sorry, this is evil. So let me ask you a question, Pastor Greer. How much are you willing to do to fight for the different things the Muslims believe in? You see, Muslims believe a little bit different than us. They believe that if you believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty who came in the flesh, you're an infidel. Quran 5:72, Quran 5:73, when Allah said, infidel indeed are those who say that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God. Or infidel indeed are those who believe that Allah is a third of three. So if you believe in Trinity, if you believe Jesus is God, as all good Southern Baptists do, you are an infidel. Well, that is how we know Muslims believe different than us. So are you willing to fight for the Muslims and their different beliefs? Well, let's go a little bit deeper. The same Quran and the same God, Allah, who is nothing but the devil, who taught the Muslim believers that Christians are infidels, also taught them in Quran 47, verse 4, when you meet those who became infidels, strike at their necks, that is, decapitate them, until you have made a great slaughter among them. So here is a question for you, Pastor Greer. Are you willing to fight for Imam Omar Suleiman and the Muslim of his community by helping them to behead the Christians who believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty and he is one of the three persons of the Godhead as we Christians believe? Are you that foolish, sir? I think you're sick. And why in the world are you willing to fight for those Muslims who have different beliefs than us? And I'm just giving you one example. I can go on and on and on about the different beliefs between the Muslims and the Christians. For if you had known how savage Islam is, you would never even shake hands with Imam Omar Suleiman, sir, nor had fellowship and dinner with him before that wicked meeting. But what you say? The scripture is true. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because of your ignorance, you have been used as a useful idiot. Not only are you destroying yourself, but our denomination, that is, the Southern Baptist denomination. Pastor J.D. Greer continued to say, we are grateful for the Muslim neighbors that God has given us, and we want to advocate for their protection, their rights, their interests, as much as if they were our own. This is so foolish to hear the Southern Baptist Convention president utter such evil, wicked words. I guarantee it that Pastor J.D. Greer was one of those who voted yes to allow Muslims to build mosques in America. After all, it is their right to do so, and he will fight for the Muslims' rights in America. As you just have heard him in his clear words on the microphone, I do not know if J.D. Greer is so ignorant of Islam or if he was speaking at this meeting under the influence of some drugs or alcohol, because no minister with logic and common sense will utter such words. For the whole world to hear and see, what you are doing is simply digging graves, not only for you and your church, but for the entire Southern Baptist denomination, which will lead to the destruction of the entire United States of America. It is because of people like you we will be brought to our knees to be abused and persecuted in the near future by the Muslims here in America. And I wonder if when the Muslims will have the upper hand in America, will you be alive to regret these words which you shared in this dialogue? That's why we always emphasize for naive Christians like yourself never to meet and to talk with Muslims, not in public, not in private. Pastor J.D. Greer was showing some frustration about the polarization which we live in America. The Muslims have their own life, and so do the Christians. The Muslims have their own community, and so do the Christians. Pastor J.D. Greer wants us to be united. He simply wants to disobey God's command to be separated from them. He does not understand how dangerous it is for us to be united with the Muslims, because that unity, once again, will bring nothing but the destruction of the church and the destruction of America. And Imam Omar Suleiman cannot get any better gift than that for such a meeting. That's exactly what he wants. He wants unity between him and the Christians, as long as he is weak in America. He wants the Southern Baptist to give the approval for his existence in America. Because if the head of the Southern Baptist say, let us be united with the Muslims, then nobody else in America will say there is something wrong with Islam. He is using the Southern Baptist Church through the president of the Southern Baptist Convention to make Islam, once again, which is a selfish cult, a loving, peaceful religion. He is getting the approval of the Southern Baptist Church to further the agenda of the Muslims in America. And someday they will take over America because of such a wicked decision made by the leaders of the Southern Baptist Church in America.
The Straight Way of Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Pastor J.D. Greer wants us to be the one citizen of the United States of America. That's when he said, we are citizens of a place. Well, let's ask the question. How did the Muslims of America become citizens? Oh, they raised their right hand and they repeat the oath of the citizenship, the pledge of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America. Well, guess what, Pastor J.D. Greer? Muslims are taught in the Quran that it's okay to lie and make an oath to a foreign infidel country like it is in the case of America. So I do not believe that Muslims are really here as citizens. That's why I always say there is no such thing as American Muslims or Muslim Americans. It is an oxymoron title. For Muslims obey their constitution, the words of Allah in the Quran, and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, as Cynthia told us in the beginning of this forum. That is when she said that Muslim believers of the MSA, Muslim Student Association, they follow the teaching of the Quran. They follow the Sunnah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do you remember that? That's exactly what Muslims believe. That's how Muslims live. If they are in America, or if they are in Saudi Arabia, or if they are living on the moon. Muslims know how to take an oath to become citizens in America, according to the teaching of the Quran, where Allah taught them in Quran chapter 2 and verse 225, Allah will not hold them responsible for their mere utterance in an oath. So in simple words, if the Muslim did not mean it in their heart, it's okay for Muslims to lie in their oath to become a citizen of the United States of America. But real citizens in America? That is not true at all. So I'm sorry, Pastor J.D. Greer. Once again, you're wrong. If Muslims are Muslims, they are submitters to Allah and to Islam, not to the Constitution of the United States of America. And once again, the proof is very simple. Muslims in America cannot wait to have the upper hand so they can throw our constitution in the trash can and replace it with Sharia, Islamic law. You know why? Because that is their creed. Let me read to you what MSA and Imam Omar Suleiman believes about our constitution. Here is what Imam Omar Suleiman and every Muslim in America believes. They believe in the Muslim Brotherhood creed, which says Allah is our goal, the messenger is our model, the Quran is our constitution, jihad is our means, martyrdom in the way of Allah is our aspiration. Do you get it, Pastor J.D. Greer, or can't you understand that? There is no such a thing as a true Muslim American. In simple words, they are not loyal citizens, sir. So Pastor Greer said, we are citizens of a place where we want to serve and love one another. One another, yes indeed, Christian to Christian, but not Christian to Antichrist believers. The Bible did not say, have unity with the Antichrist believers. The Bible did not say, love the Antichrist believers. That is like God is telling Eve, have a good talk with the serpent. Enjoy a cup of hot tea with the serpent. No, God never said that. Not in the beginning of our creation, nor in the last letter which was written by the beloved John. We need not to even greet such people with peace. Because if we do so, we are becoming equal with them. We're becoming an antichrist ourselves. This is exactly what the scripture warns us literally 2,000 years ago. The apostle John said, we'll be wasting our hard work. All the ministry of the apostle will be demolished when we will have this dialogue with those who believe that Jesus is not the Son of God and God never came in the flesh. For Muslims literally believe that the only reason Allah sent their prophet Muhammad to this world is to kill those who believe in the truth of Christianity. That is, of those who believe in the deity of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now I want you to listen carefully to the second reason why Pastor J.D. Greer was compelled to have this dialogue with Imam Omar Suleiman. That is, when he said,
The second interest is just, you know, as someone who is a follower of Jesus Christ, as Christians, we believe that when Jesus died on the cross and he rose again, he injected into the world a hope that goes beyond even the grave, a hope that if you reverse engineer it, will actually bring light into current situations, that the way he lived and what he taught and how he died would create a new relationship between humanity. And so naturally, a follower of Jesus is wanting to reach out to others to say, hey, this hope that we found in Jesus is something we want to share.
I believe this second reason should be the only reason why he should minister to the Muslim people. Not having dialogues. Because as a follower of Jesus Christ, and he knows about the only hope Muslims can have, which is in Jesus Christ, he must be compelled to share the love of Jesus Christ with the Muslims. But guess what he's doing here? He already lowers the standard of what he ought to do as a Christian to minister to Allah's Muslim by reason number one. He's talking about Muslims and Islam as there is nothing wrong with Muslims and Islam. You know, if this happened years ago before September 11, before any of the struggle which we are facing right now as Christians in the Muslim world and the American know about it, I can may give Pastor J.D. Greer an excuse. I would simply say he's ignorant about Islam. He knows nothing about Islam. Nothing happening all around the world from the Muslims to prove to him there is something wrong with Islam. But can you imagine, this is after all that has gone on in the world? Churches are burned by the same organization of Imam Omar Suleiman. Women are being kidnapped and raped by the Muslims all over the Muslim world. 3,000 Americans were killed here in America just 18 years before that meeting. And after all that, Pastor J.D. Greer finds all the good reasons why he should fight for the Muslims. as if he knows nothing about Muslims and Islam. No, Pastor Greer, Christ must be the only reason why we must minister to the lost Muslim people. It's the only reason why we're compelled to share the good news with Muslims. That is not to dialogue with the Muslims, but we need to minister to the Muslims to lead them out of Islam. And the only way we minister to them, as Pastor Kevin said, is when we are sincere and real, when we are authentic, when we really love the Muslim people. But what we have seen here is this. Sadly, as Pastor Greer here thinks, well, he's ministering to the Muslim now. He tells them about the love of Jesus. He tells them about what Jesus did on their behalf on the cross. All that Pastor Greer did is simply throwing pearls under the pig's feet. And once again, as I said earlier in the previous program, I repeat myself here, Muslims already know everything he said in reason number two. Muslims already know that Christians believe that Jesus is God, and Jesus died on the cross, and he rose from the dead. And all Muslims know that this old news is false news. For Jesus is not God, he's not the Son of God, he did not die on the cross, he never rose from the dead, as they are convinced that their Muhammad is a prophet, and the Quran is the final word of Allah, and Islam is the only true religion which Allah wanted the world to believe in. So I'm sorry, throwing the Christian truth under the pig's feet will not lead the pigs to Christ. I believe the best way to lead Muslims to Christ is first to point them to the falsehood of Islam. Explain to them that their Muhammad is not a prophet. Islam is not the final religion from God. Allah is not God. Explain to them that they're lost and they need a savior. And take them to reason number two, why we are compelled to share these truths with them. Because we love them. Because Jesus loves them. And that is the only way they can get to heaven. We need to explain to them the simple fact that Jesus says he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one can come to the Father except through Jesus. Not by flattering the Muslims and fighting for their rights, simply because they have different beliefs than us, as Pastor J.D. Greer stated. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.